This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will announce Tuesday plans to ban Russian oil imports in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden is set to announce more punishment against Russia. The Biden administration had already imposed massive sanctions on Moscow, but a ban on Russian oil imports was a glaring omission, with the president saying he was trying to limit American pain at the gas pump. But a person familiar with the matter says the president has now decided to cut off those imports. Global energy prices have surged since the Ukraine invasion, and energy exports have kept cash flowing to Russia, the world's biggest natural gas exporter. While the U.S. does not import Russian natural gas, it makes up a third of Europe's fossil fuel consumption. European allies are not joining in the U.S. ban, though the Biden administration is consulting with them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Shell Oil also announced Tuesday it will stop buying Russian oil and natural gas, as well as shut down its service stations and other operations in the country. Meanwhile, civilians in parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the city of Sumy, where hours earlier a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. Several previous attempts to set up a way for people to get out of areas subject to Russian attacks during the nearly two-week-long invasion have fallen apart, including one of those in Mariupol. This is VOA News. The latest figures from the UN Human Rights Office puts the number of civilian casualties in Ukraine at 406 killed and about 800 injured, though they believe the true number of casualties is much higher than what is being reported. That has led UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet to say the conflict has triggered a humanitarian crisis. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Liz Throssell, says it's not possible to verify cases of civilian deaths and injuries in many parts of Ukraine because of the ongoing hostilities. She says most of the casualties are from airstrikes and explosive weapons used by Russian forces. Throssell says heavy artillery and multiple rocket systems used in many cities have damaged and destroyed hundreds of residential buildings. Meanwhile, the spokeswoman says the Human Rights Office is receiving reports of numerous Russian human rights violations.
We are alarmed by numerous reports of threats and actual harm against journalists. We are also concerned by reports of armed detention of perceived pro-Ukrainian people in areas that have recently come under the control of armed groups in the east, and by reports of violence against those considered to be pro-Russian in Ukrainian government-controlled territories. We are alarmed by numerous...
The human rights chief, Michelle Bachelet, has repeatedly called for a quick and peaceful end to the conflict. Taliban leaders in Afghanistan pledged Tuesday to protect the rights of women in the nation under Islamic law to mark International Women's Day, even as critics decry the erosion of human rights since the Islamic group retook control of the country nearly 7 months ago. From his Twitter account, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said the Islamic Emirate is committed to upholding the Sharia rights of all Afghan women. The hardline group calls its interim government in Kabul the Islamic Emirate. Mujahid went on to say International Women's Day is a great opportunity for our Afghan women to demand their legitimate rights, insisting the Taliban protects and defends the rights of Afghan women. The Taliban had banned women from education and work, among other severe human rights violations, when they originally ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. However, the group has portrayed a reformed image since seizing power in August. The Taliban leaders have since repeatedly assured the international community they would respect women's rights and give them access to education as well as work. But human rights groups reject Taliban claims and accuse the group of cracking down on human rights more than ever. The Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Research Center confirmed Monday the death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 6 million. The milestone of 6,006,748 is the latest reminder of the unrelenting nature of the pandemic, even as people shed masks, travel